Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys. I'm going to rewind, and I'm going to start all over again. It's been one of those days, friends. It really has. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, do understand that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, or the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murders wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. And what do I say in return to all of that, that fear the truth? Oh, well, that's why we do what we do. Welcome to the show, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or what you can do is go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we have had over 800,000 on the last 30 days on that website. And again, we appreciate that, which means we still have more time to go. So we've been growing incrementally 100,000 on a monthly basis. So, again, we appreciate that. This is how we do this, friends, is we do this together. People are coming to that website because they want the facts. They want the truth. They don't want any more debate. They don't want someone debating the pith and marrow out, the gutting of the Constitution or the law or the moral law that God has bestowed upon us. So that's why we have decided to put this website up in an answer to what people want. It's the conscience of America. It's speaking forth what needs to be said when there's very far and few between that are willing to say what needs to be said. So that's, again, what that website is for, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to go over there in just a moment. Friends, also wanted to let you know, if you want to go over to our Facebook pages, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, and our URL for online information as to who we are and what it is that we do. Also want to let you know, if you'd like to go over to my Twitter account, that is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, before I go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I do want you to understand where I'm going today. I want to bring you over to Michael Bloomberg being popped again for his gangsta's paradise, trying to convince people, folks, namely, gee whiz, this guy just does not know. He has no shame. He's a criminal. He really is. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his cronies get caught in the latest lie, this time trying to convince residents of the safest state in the nation that they really live in an American crime hotbed. When in fact, friends, that is not true. As long as the American people are armed, what do they really have to fear? And I say that in the natural. First of all, we fear God first and foremost as we depart from evil, and we arm ourselves to protect ourselves and our families. And the only thing that needs to fear at that point is those that want to actually violate the armed, and that doesn't go over too well, as we can see in this country. So behind every blade of grass in America, friends, there is someone that is armed. And I'm talking about an American patriot. I praise God for that. So we're going to be talking about that gun control dictator style. I'm going to do some offset stuff. I want to show you what our forefathers established, and then I want to parallel them in contrast to what the modern day politician has to say. This is stuff you've probably never heard before, so just hang on with me for a moment. We're going to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we'll get over to that topic in just a moment here. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, awesome website. Second wave of illegals crashing through southern border now. This was posted right after the radio show yesterday. Again, this criminal administration is actually pulling down the borders. And it's interesting, too, because the conservatives, I noticed as I watched this piece, there's a video to this column. It was interesting. They were calling them undocumented, not illegals, friends, undocumented citizens. And I thought to myself, wait a second, they're illegal and they're not citizens. So why are you calling them undocumented citizens? They're not citizens. But again, there's the catch right there. And the point is, if they can get you asking the wrong thing or get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. But we know that after radio show yesterday, the Sons of Liberty radio here, Tim just posted again, friends, that second wave of illegals crashing the U.S. southern border on the call of the criminal administration. He's destroying your country, friends. We also know that it was sometime in the past, not too far back, he was releasing illegals or illegal felons from America's prison system onto the streets of America. And, of course, this is all aimed, if he's not playing the race card, then he's doing something else, right? He's attempting to create domestic insurrection. And again, we know that this is the judgment of God, and you're just not going to get away from that, friends. America's pastors are doing more to enslave our country. You might want to check that one out, folks. It was a really good article, and it's interesting because this came out, I believe, after my article did. And it was, I'm almost wondering if this guy didn't read my article because he's a contributor on another website, as am I. I got to call him and ask him exactly where he got that thought, because I notice people like to do that quite a bit. But, you know, the Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost as well. Urgent, Islamic State targets a U.S. serviceman in this country, friends. Did you hear that? Who's emboldening these people anyways? Who's adding strength to tyranny? Why are these people so emboldened as to believe that they can threaten our military on our soil? You know, you really have to pay attention with the government in the United States, because they're derelict of duty. Why would our military be afraid to come back home? And why would the Islamic jihadists, as they're called, why would they be targeting our military at home, even going so far as to post their addresses? Who's giving them that authority? Could it be the one in the White House? Of course. And as I've said so many times, it's only going to get worse until the people respond. The astonishing hypocrisy of Barack Obama when it comes to America's allies. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, tragic Manaz case prompts new Texas law that would protect babies when mom is on life support. By the way, friends, for those that did not know, the younger generation is standing up. Did you know that over 70% of the abortion clinics in America have been shut down? Did the state-controlled media tell you that? No, I didn't think so. They didn't want you to know about that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, slavery, those who struggled to end it. Abolitionists. Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a brave new world, Christian sexual revolution. That's pretty weird. Starbucks Race Together campaign. Let's talk about black racism. And by the way, does Ted Cruz have a natural-born citizen issue when it comes to his presidential bid? And I also wanted to let you know one more. We got a lawsuit coming, friends. I'm telling you. Navy SEALs chaplain dismissed for providing Christian advice concerning sin. Transgression of God's law. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallen, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, You can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Let me put your feet upon the rock. Article 2, Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia. The militia is all male, 17 to 44 years old in this country. If you read the Constitution of the United States of America, you'll find that the militia is there to aid the government, if need be, against all intrusive invaders. Why would the state-controlled media try to ostracize the militia if they're to be a help to government? Well, maybe because the government is the one responsible for actually trying to enact policies to disarm the American people. And why would they want to disarm the American people in a state of terror, which is a bunch of baloney? Well, who's creating the terror, friends? Do your homework, really. Article 2, Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, not one that is brought into bondage by a corrupt government. The right of the people, the right that God gave them, friends, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, violated in any sense of the word. By the way, do forgive me, the militia is all males between the ages of 17 to 45 years old in this country. We just found out, someone just posted this, and by the way, thank you for sending this in. The name of the article is Welcome to Michael Bloomberg's Gangsta's Paradise, a.k.a. Vermont. Former New York City homosexual mayor Michael Bloomberg and his cronies get caught in their latest lie, this time trying to convince residents of the safest state in the nation that they really live in an American crime hotbed. Really? Who told you that? See? You got to create the chaos. Then who brings in the new order? Michael Bloomberg's, the Michael Bloomberg's of the world. Let me go over to Mao Zedong, 1938. This is what he said. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. Wait. Say that again, brother from another mother. Mao Zedong said in 1938, nothing new under the sun, friends. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. In other words, they are God when you are disarmed, and that's what they mean to be. Now, what's interesting about this, friends, is how ironic that those who are calling for gun control, and control is what it's about, by the way, are those who want the guns so, of course, they can have the control. It is of no interest to the American people to take note of those who they entrust to serve them. And I do want to remind you that we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Yet time and time again in this country, we have leaders in government who put on the guise of a patriot and then turn out to be the criminal in garb. It's almost a given today, no matter who they are. We've learned in the past about the criminal acts of, here again, Michael Bloomberg and his anti-gun mayors. Are you ready for this, friends? We found out that anti-gun mayors are the criminals themselves, guilty as charged. Those that are trying to disarm you, America, they are found to be criminals. Within their own ranks of such crimes as, ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, blast off. Tax evasion, extortion, bribery, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, perjury, and one demigod mayor who was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. He apparently thought he had congressional immunity. In other words, the consequence of violating law didn't apply to him. Who told that dummy that he was above the law? Again, just picture with me him with his hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that he will uphold the Constitution, the laws, the enumerated laws within that Constitution, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And what happens if he doesn't do that? Well, then we do that. This was Thomas Jefferson in March 4th of 1861. He said this country, I'm sorry, Abraham Lincoln said this. This country with its institutions belongs to the people who inhabit it. Whenever they shall grow weary of the existing government, they can exercise their constitutional right, friends, that God gave you, of amending it, or their revolutionary right to dismember or overthrow it. See, but the state-controlled media has got you believing that someone to tell you what Abraham Lincoln told you is just so way out there and so radical. Yep, he was right. Because you see, the radicals overthrowing your Constitution, right? They are overthrowing your Constitution through a radical means because you are not radical enough to actually love the laws that God has bestowed upon you. Because if you did, criminals would be afraid to commit the crimes. I'll say that again. March 4th, 1861, Abraham Lincoln. This country with its institutions belongs to the people who inhabit it. Whenever they shall grow weary of the existing government, you can exercise your constitutional right of amending it, making it right. Or your revolutionary right to dismember or overthrow it. I love that. Wow, this is coming from government. You would think this would have came from some radical militia member in America that the state control media wants to demonize or polarize. Well, go ahead and polarize him. It's the President of the United States that rightly said that. 1787, Thomas Jefferson said, "And what country can preserve its liberties if its rulers are not warned from time to time that the people preserve the spirit of resistance?" And by the way, resistance is what is needed now, my friends. Thomas Jefferson goes on, "Let them take arms to the American people." Then he goes on and says, you ready for a radical statement, friends? This is one. "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." Bingo. Right on the money, brother from another mother. And who would have knew better than our forefathers who threw off a tyrant thousands of miles across the pond? Thomas Jefferson said that. Listen again. He said, what country can preserve, maintain its liberties if its rulers, those that have been empowered and entrusted by the people to rule the roost according to delegated power that's been given to them, if its rulers are not warned from time to time that the people preserve the spirit of resistance? He said to the people, take arms. He goes on, because the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Again, who would have knew better than this guy? He's seen it all happen. He was a partaker of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And what was that documentation? Nothing but three quarters of it throwing off a tyrant who will not be ruled by God. Oh, by the way, Thomas Jefferson's also the guy that said, either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Ben Franklin said it. John Adams said it. Listen to this one. Thomas Paine. The least religious signer. He said this. The supposed quietude of a good man allures the ruffian, while on the other hand, arms, like laws, discourage and keep the invader and the plunderer in awe and preserve order in the world as well as property. Of course. Isn't it interesting to you, America, when you hear this administration trying to circumnavigate around the issues, to reach around his backside to scratch his elbow? A plain sleight of hands by saying, well, we need to get rid of this ammo. Well, let me ask you something. Then why do our sons and our daughters that serve in our military, why do they have that ammo? You act as if the military belongs to you and you can use them against us at will. You, sir, have a misunderstanding of your position, American politician. Everything about we the people in this country is we the people in this country. Listen again to what he said. Thomas Paine, the supposed quietude of a good man allures the ruffian. Well, on the other hand, in other words, let me say it this way. If you make yourself a sheep, the wolves will devour you. The supposed quietude of a good man allures the ruffian. While on the other hand, arms, like laws, discourage and keep the invader and the plunderer in awe and preserve order in the world as well as property. Horrid mischief would ensue where one half the world were deprived of the use of them. Why is the UN have a pistol in New York, on their property, with a snub nozzle, but when you walk inside of the door, why do they have armed guards protecting those that are attempting to disarm you, America? Because they're criminals. Don't disarm. It's really that simple. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back after this break.
So who else would you need at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapenti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Of LibertyRadio.com, we're talking about this clown. He's a radical homosexual, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and his cronies get caught in their latest lie, this time trying to embellish gun crime. They're trying to convince residents of the safest state in the nation that they really live in an American crime hotbed, a.k.a. Vermont. Did you know that 89 guns are owned out of every 100 Americans in this country? The U.S. has the highest gun ownership rate in the world. You'd think we'd be the safest country on the planet. Well, those that are armed, for the most part, they are, right? You know who's got the highest gun crime rates in America? D.C., where all these politicians are trying to disarm the American people. Well, as they say, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? Huh. Oh, and by the way, gun crime is down in the vast majority of the states, because the people are armed. Crime goes up when you disarm the American people. You need to understand that criminals will never ask for permission to break the law in any sense of the word. Remember how I was just talking about the militia? Article 2 Bill of Rights? Which is nothing but a documentation telling the government that thou shall not. It restrains them from what they're to do, not from what you're to do. Well-regulated militia, again, all male, 17 to 45 years old, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It shall not be violated. Right? Elbridge Gerry said this. He said, "What, sir, is the use of a militia?" He said this August 17, 1789. He said, "It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. Whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins." Oh, that explains why the state-controlled media is demonizing militia. No, militia is a good, good idea. That's why you have the National Guard. Right? The military consists of what? Our sons and our daughters, our brothers and our sisters, our dads and our moms, our uncles and our aunts, our grandpas and our grandmas. See, but the government, see, this is why they're trying to dismantle your military in this country, because they mean to give it over to a foreign power, namely to give it power over to the UN. But as long as we are an armed people, again, friends, just again, listen carefully. Elbridge Gerry said this. "What, sir, is the use of a militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. Whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy who? The militia. All American males, 17 to 45 years old." Why would they want to do something like that? Because they mean to raise an army upon the ruins of the militia. That's why they mean to disarm you. Oh, call me crazy if you will. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. Mao Zedong, 1938. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. You know, it was the communist revolutionary Vladimir Lenin, that devil that's burning in hell right now, and rightfully so, that said, "Give me a man with a machine gun or a weapon in his hand, he can control 100 people. That's right. You know, and I believe it was Patrick Henry that rightly said, "Just to reinforce what I'm telling you is I'm putting your feet upon the rock to expose these criminals for who they are. And if you think for one moment, friends, if you give them a pass that they're just going to go away, you need to understand that they don't think that way because they don't think like me and you." And also keep in mind, going back to Michael Bloomberg and his little lying tactics trying to embellish crime when in fact there isn't crime for the most part. It's interesting to note how many armed people in Secret Service he has around himself. Isn't it interesting the entourage that goes on concerning this criminal administration for everywhere they go? Why so many Secret Service? Man, if you were working for the people, man, the people would be loving on you. Again, going back to the 50s, we've seen that the American people could simply walk up to the President of the United States that was going for a walk in Washington, D.C., and the President could talk to his constituents, those that he works for. But not anymore. Why? Because they're no longer working for you, and America, you know they're no longer working for you. That's why they're afraid of you. That's why they have to have armed guards around them and their families. Man, and for the way the state-controlled media attempts to get the American people believing that everybody loves Obama, man, I've never seen quite an entourage in all of my days. Man, it seems like he brings up one branch of the United States military, whatever one it may be, for everywhere he goes to protect his little skinny crack from the American people that he's supposed to serve. Listen to what Patrick Henry said. In 1788, he said this. He said, "Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel." You know what? When I see people take for face value what politicians say, I say, what a fool. What a fool. What a useful idiot you are. Well, Bradley, you know, I don't have to suspect everything. Yes, you do. Because these people, they get into power. And by the way, I've seen this firsthand. 8 years ago, I used to do radio with a guy in Minneapolis when I was on Salem Communications. Cool guy. Well, he started to run for a position in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And interestingly enough, let me go back. He wasn't just a cool guy. He was a really sweet guy, a really cool guy. I kid you negative. The day that he won, the first time that I seen him after he won the incumbency, that man was not the same man. He was not the same man. Something changed. He thought now, instead of being a public servant, now he was a demigod to the people that served him. And it was that bizarre. It was like someone put a spell on him. But Patrick Henry again said in 1788, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Of course you should. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel, especially those that want it, friends. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. See, in a totalitarian system and government like the one that it's attempting to act out today in America, this is exactly how they are acting out, through force. But America, whenever you give up that force to tell them to back off, you're ruined. You are ruined. And we don't want that to take place. Again, that was Patrick Henry who said that in 1788. Remember, Benjamin Franklin, 1759, said, they that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. He said that in 1759. Keep in mind, this is all that you heard and you're still hearing from politicians since September 11th. Oh, just give up some of your rights. Let's implement something called the Patriot Act, which should be called the Act of Tyranny. Let's just give more power to this bureaucracy. Let's create something called Homeland Security that's now giving voice to the plight of the Muslims, who were the ones that were told for how many years the responsible party for dropping the two towers on September 11th. But if we'd have listened to our forefathers, namely James Madison, the father of our Constitution, we would have known better. Your government has been attempting to disarm you since September 11th. Why? James Madison said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And friends, by the way, there is no question marks around what I'm telling you. It is a fact. And if we would have listened to that prophetic warning, we would not be here. Neither would the Patriot Act, which was signed, by the way, and not one member of Congress read it at 3 o'clock in the morning where it was thrown on them to sign before it was passed. Right? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. You wouldn't have the TSA operating under a pretended authority as they violate you in the line, a violation of Article 4, Article 4 of the Bill of Rights, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. They're violated every day that you walk into an airport through a pretended authority. It's not real. It's not constitutional. But as long as you believe it's real, then guess what? That's how they operate. And they will ride your back until it's broken completely. You've already given them that much ground, friends. And just let me give you the parallel again. You have an administration sending forth his criminal attorney general to sue governors that are actually enforcing immigration laws. I thought there was a terrorism problem in this country. And these are the people that mean to disarm you in your own government? Well, who's the terrorists? Come on! Think. Nobody will call it for what it is, will they? until it's all over with and countries are destroyed and millions of people are murdered by their own governments. Oh, Bradley, that's way out there. Oh, just wait until we come back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side of the break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
To the Sons of Liberty friends, we've been talking about welcome to Michael Bloomberg's the radical homosexual New York City former mayor and his cronies getting caught in their latest lie, this time trying to convince residents of the safest state in the nation that they really live in an American crime hotbed. Well, you know what? If people were thinking, you would be expecting Michael to hand over you a pistol to protect yourself, right? Have you thought this through? Well, if it's an American crime hotbed, then arm me, Mikey. But Mikey's not saying that. No, you need more government control. George Washington said government is not reason. It's not eloquence. It's a force, like fire, a dangerous servant and a terrible master. They are not our masters, America. Howard Metzenbaum, listen to what he said in 1994, in parallel to what our forefathers established and told us and to watch, in which we were to watch out for. He said, I don't care about crime. I just want to get the guns. See, that's why they are through policy and counterfeit legislation to God's moral law, which stands in contradiction. They're saying that it's okay to teach the kids how to commit the crimes. And then you have politicians standing back saying, we need to take those guns. And it's also interesting to notice the hypocritical actors that are anti-gunners. These are the ones in their movies teaching people how to commit the crime. And you better bet your bottom dollar they're armed themselves, folks. Howard Metzenbaum, I don't care about crime. I just want to get the guns. Why would he want to get the guns, friends? Oh, common sense comes into play. Adolf Hitler said, the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. 1938, Mr. Adolf Hitler. It's interesting how he used the word races. That's pretty bizarre. Janet Reno said in the 10th of December, 1993, gun registration is not enough. Of course, because it's not about gun registration. It's about gun control. It's about gun control. That's all it's about. But again, we've heard enough from our founding forefathers as to why they armed the people. And we also know that when this government begins to fear the people, you are going to have liberty. But when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And it's kind of in between. But there is a different tone going across the boards in this land where people have had enough. They've had enough. And every time this criminal administration goes for the guns, you go to the local sports shop and ask them how their sales are doing. They skyrocket. They skyrocket. Now, for the radical comments that I made concerning those that go for gun control, well, folks, you know, that they are the murderers themselves. Of course they are. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, we're told, whether this is embellished or not, 13 million Jews and others were unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. I'm not saying that the Jews were not rounded up. I'm not saying that they were not exterminated. I'm just saying that we're not certain of the number. Joseph Stalin, the dictator of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953, said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. See, the problem with lines between church and state, which is found in Article 52 of USSR, he used his own people to kill his own people, just like Mao Zedong did. And it's also interesting that these dictators would have their people believe that they're doing God a service and killing their own people. Yet they don't want you serving the God of the Bible. Because if you were actually serving the God of the Bible, you wouldn't allow a Barack Hussein Obama to stand one more day in that office in an attempt to overthrow who we are as a people. Not one more day. There wouldn't have been an Adolf Hitler. There wouldn't have been a Joseph Stalin. Did you know that Stalin said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. Well, we know that America's enemies are this criminal administration's allies. So I'm not so much worried about our own military as America. You should be worried, first of all, of your sin before a just and a holy God, of course. But if I were you, I would be paying attention as to what's going on with Russia and China more than I would anybody else. Because it was the Chinese that said, when we're quietest, we're strongest. And don't question me on this one, friends. Because we know that you were told about Monica Lewinsky back in the 90s. Remember how that all blew up in the face of the American people? And for the most part, everybody laughed about it. See, they didn't realize that if he's a whore to his God, he'll be a whore to the nation. He can't even be faithful to his own wife. And everybody laughed that off. But the fact of the matter was, it wasn't about Monica Lewinsky. It was about ChinaGate. This administration that's around Barack Hussein Obama back in the 90s was giving away secrets to the Chinese military in America. It was about ChinaGate. Okay, but they diverted you once again to believe it was something else when in fact it wasn't. Back to my point, proving my point that it's these anti-gunners that are doing the killing. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. From 1929 to 1953, 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and murdered by their own government. Mao Zedong also said, communist dictator of China said, war can only be abolished through war, and in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. They tell on themselves every step of the way. He established gun control in China from 1935, and 13 years later, he began to implement his organized murder terror groups. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, they refused to obey his criminal headship or servitude. They didn't agree with their dangerous ideologies of China. Well, these people, 20 million, were unable to defend themselves. They were rounded up and exterminated. Idi Amin, president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979, he said, "I don't want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world, and that is why I do not let any superpower control me." Well, he established gun control in 1970, and from 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and murdered by their own governments. Pol Pot, who created in Cambodia one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes, was responsible for killing 1 million of his own educated yet unarmed citizens. Oh, by the way, I want you to understand this too. All of these people, these useful idiots that are being used to attempt to disarm the American people, they need to check out the history of these dictators, because they'll find that during their time, the useful idiots, like the Bloombergs of the day, like the Brady campaign idiots of the day, and I can go down the line in this criminal, they're always the first ones to be killed off by these dictators, because they knew that if they would basically betray their own people, at length they would also betray them, so they kill them. They just, you know what people always come back to? It'll never happen here. Yep, it'll never happen here. And right then is when it begins to happen. Hey, folks, our forefathers didn't arm the American people for the purpose of hunting, but rather to protect themselves from those who were doing the hunting, namely the tyrant King George. The Second Amendment is only to vouchsafe our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to ensure all other rights given unto us by our Creator. Because once they take your rights, you don't have any other rights.
That's exactly right. You know, I'm sitting here listening to the show, and I'm thinking, you know, it's pretty obvious to see that this show is kind of unlike any other. It's led by the Spirit of God. It's in your face. It's bold truth. For those of you that say, I want to get behind this, because I am not hearing this anyplace else, and I can honestly say I do not hear this kind of message anyplace else.
I want to say this because someone was just talking to a pastor the other day, and they were listening to a message like this, and they say, well, the pastor said to this individual, well, why do they have to have these sorts of guns, the AK-47s, the AR-15s? The M3s, so M1s, whatever the case might be. Well, let me ask you something. What is your government?
Right.
You know, these are the peacekeepers, right? Yet they're using tanks and mortars and machine guns. Well, shouldn't we fight fire with fire if need be? Absolutely.
Yeah, why do they have to have these kind of guns? Why shouldn't we have those kind of guns? Let's turn around just like you said. But please do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Perhaps you've never taken a look at our websites. Please check them out. Go where it says become a son or daughter of liberty. I was just talking to a guy today from one of our events. He became a son of liberty today. He said he got the My War documentary series, just finished up the fifth one. Now he passed it off to another person. He said it's on its way to Oklahoma right now, is doing good, more good, where it's going today. So we need to look and see, what kind of impact are we having? What kind of a difference are we making? We can do this thing together, but we can't do it without your support. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Join now. Don't wait. Take a look at it. We appreciate all your support. Thank you.
sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You got Bradley and Stephanie. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, folks, don't drop them. Don't give them up. Don't forfeit them. See ya!
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.